Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Zeb Eaton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Zeb Eaton. And now, play ball. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball four. Meyer moves to second. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into left field. Outlaw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Outlaw. Meyer scores. Rocco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is walked intentionally. Rocco moves to third. O'Day moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick fires to first and has Mayo trapped. There's the throw to Boudreaux who tags Mayo for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Mayer moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Eaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Day for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Mayo scores. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gromick hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim McDonnell now catching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a pop-up towards first. York catches it and steps on first to double up Meyer. 2 outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Jim McDonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Boudreaux scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Les Mueller now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Gromyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Mayer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayo. The throw from McDonald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McDonald bunts towards the mound. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to second. 1 out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Eddie Carnett pinch hits for Merle Hoog. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Felix Makovich now playing center field. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Papa Williams pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Papa Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wheeler pinch runs for Papa Williams. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wheeler moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to third for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to third. Rocco moves to second. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Day hits a line drive towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to home to double up Meyer. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from B. Riggs Stadium in Detroit.